around the bottom of Mem Gimel on the base. Amr Avavo, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Yisurin Shabbatora Ein Hekam Yisarev Leisur Chut Yisurei Nazir Shari Amr Torah Mishras. The concept of Hekam Yisarev Leisur, Rabbi Avavo said, is something that's unique to Nazir. What's the case? The Torah says that if a Nazir soaks his bread in wine and eats it, so he's chayiv. Now, if there was a kezias of wine, just that it's absorbed into the bread, obviously wouldn't affect it. So you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that if a Nazir eats or drinks a revius of wine or a kezias, we'll see what the, that he's chayiv. So it must be where there's not a revius or a kezias. And if he would have eaten the wine itself, he wouldn't be chayiv. The lispachas mikashir. Wouldn't get malchus. But if it's absorbed in the bread, and he's eating together, the bread and the wine together, so all together he's eating kezias, he's chayiv malchus. Even though he only ate pachas mikezias of wine, but the bread and the wine are mitzarev together to make it considered an eating, and even though he only ate less than a kezias of wine, he gets malchus. See Rashi? No Rashi. Shari Omer Torah Mishras. Uziri Omer, Atsor Bal Taktiru. There's another case in the Torah where you're chayiv, even if you do less than a kezias, that's if you're makdir Seor on a Mizbeah. And you're makdir a chatzizayis of Seor and a chatzizayis of Matzah, right, you're going to be chayiv. Even though the Seor itself is less than a kezias. Come on. Rabbi Lezer, the Dorish Kol. And that goes according to Rabbi Lezer, who darshins the word Kol. We had the Mavi Sugi before. Rabbi Lezer darshin the word Kol, and we'll see that that's significant in darshining the psukim by Haktora Seor.
What was the
Rashi
before?
The Rashi before, okay. Ein, Ein hetem tzarek leser. Ochel chatzi zayis chelev, the chatzizayis basur vashachas. If you had a half a kezias of chelet, or a half a, and a half a kezias of basur at one time. Ein heter mashlin ashir ha'isr v'chayfam. So the heter does not make it, isn't mashlin the shir of the isr to mechayv malchus. Now that's a svara, l'chori only ate a half a kezias of isr. But the whole idea is that if you eat less than a kezias, it's not called eating. So if you ate the chatzizayis chelev by itself, you didn't eat. But if you ate, and in that eating, part of it was also, that's the chiddush of heter mitzarev v'yisr. The heter is mitzarev to make what you ate of the yisr called an eating. And the male you get malchus.
Is that
the chatzizayis? Well, lav dafka. Chutz meyisurei nazir, shimacho, the chatzizayis over here means a fraction. Any fraction. Chutz meisurei nazir, shimachol chatzi zayis anovim, v'chatzi zayis lechem v'vasachas chayim. Mashein came by nazir is a special halacha, that if you ate a chatzi zayis of grapes and a chatzi zayis of bread together, you're going to be chayim. Shari omra Torah, mishras anovim lo yishte. Because the Torah said you can't eat something soaked in wine. Chayim al shriyas pita v'yayim. You're chayiv for eating bread soaked in wine. The yikum yayin lechudah kezayis l'mlikra. If the yayin itself has a kezayis, machlokas taka, how much wine you need, lechor wine you need a revius, not a kezayis. Yerashi's mashma, that's a kezayis of wine. The chol mishras l'gashina. Right? We don't learn the word chol mishras here. The mishras itself is what we learn it from. The yistigar silei mafarshi dafil rabbanan. The low darshi kol, vikol darshi. Here it says vikol mishras. And according to Rabbani, we learn from the word the kol. The lowly. Rashi, you don't need that. The ha parchin lekamon, haini boyaleich with tanya, mishras, litain tam keiker. The Gemara learns it from the word mishras, not from the word kol or vikol. The nisa name alei, anot time adidim, mivakol. Elamashmausa the Mishras Nafgilei. We're not learning it from a reader. We're learning it from the word Mishras itself. The Chol Lo Dorish. And here, Taka, this Mangyama doesn't Dorish in Kol. Absor about Taktiru. Nami Hetem et Starif Leister. Chatzi Zayis Komech, the Seor. The Chatzi Zayis, the Matzah. If you have a half a Kazayis of a Komech, that's Seor. So you're not being mocked, you're a whole Kazayis of a Komech, of Seor. And you have a half a kazayis of matzah, the ain't a muradim, and they'll call echad nikkur, you can see each one, still you're going to be chayiv for being makdir the sa'or. Kribbe Lezer, the dorish kol le'el, mehosav nafgalei, tidamor and le'el, miktsosu minayim, tamad lomar kol. We learn a taka from the word kol, that you're chayiv, even if you're makdir miktsos of a kazayis of a komitz of sa'or. The Dorish Lehachi, Mikchosu Menayin, Chatzi Zayis Seor, the Chatzi Zayis Matzah Imo. Not Mikchosu, that if you're only Makdir, a half a Kazayis of Seor. But you're a Mashlimit with another half a Kazayis of Matzah. Ihachi, the Gemara says, Le'inin Chometz B'Pesach, Nami, right? L'chora by Chometz B'Pesach, we should say the same thing, right? The Rashi, we said that according to Rebbe Lezer, you're chayiv alav on taruvas chametz. If you mixed chametz together with the other things, the hainu nami hetem mitzvah listen. Right now the Gemara thinks that's talking where you mixed a half a kazayis of chametz together with a half a kazayis of other stuff, and if you eat it, you're over alav. So you see hetem mitzvah listen. Where it says, Ein hachinami. Ein hachinami. It's not the only thing that's extra. The hetem et starif leisur is not only what's it called the case of chametz bal taktiru, but the Gemara wanted to tell you a chiddush that that's also Rashi. Ulafuki midabaya. The Omar yesh haktorah lepachas mikazayis. Kamash lon ta haktorah lav lepachas mikazayis. Right, the Chiddush, Rashi, Ein Hachinami, the Chometz of Pesach had the Mitzarev Lisa. Now the Gemara holds that Chometz of Pesach Taka is another exclusion where you say had the Mitzarev Lisa. Just like by Nazir, Chometz of Pesach, and by Haktorah Seor. Behind the Nakit Seor, so why did it only mention the case of Haktorah Seor? Lafuki mit Abaya. Because Abaya holds over there that the limud in Rebbe Lezer is not that you need a full kazayas except half of its sor. You only need a half a kazayas of sor. If you are makter, half a kazayas of sor by itself, according to Abaya, in Rebbe Lezer, you'd be chayav. The Omer b'menachos, the perikol menachos, bos, the kol menachos bos, yesh haktora b'pachos mikazayas, the chayav b'haktora sor koldu, below boitziu. Abaya learns Rebbe Lezer differently. That when Rebbe Lezer learns from Kol, that you're chayav on haktorah koldehu, it doesn't mean that if you have a half a kazayis of sor, it's mitzgarit to a half a kazayis of matzah. But it means if you only have a half a kazayis of sor, you're also chayav. Because the Kol comes to remind any haktorah. Metaritz the braishet le'el hochi, ein li ala kazayis Chatzi Zayis Menayin, Tamid Lomar Kol. Not that you need a chiruf of the Chatzi Zayis together with something else. The Chatzi Zayis itself is enough. The Yolat Mina, the Yesh Haktorah, Pachos Mikazayis. And we learn from here that Haktorah is called Haktorah even less than a Kazayis. Kamash Malan, Dein Haktorah. The Ikatziruf, Ini Lolo. Came to tell me that that which Rebbe Lezer said, not like Abaya, that by Haktorah Seor, your chayiv on a Chatzi Zayis is only if it's mashlin with a Chatzi Zayis of matzah. And Mela, it's a din of what you called of Hetem et Starif Leisur. But Ein Hachinami, there's a third place in the Torah where Hetem et Starif Leisur, and that's Chometz B'Pesach. Yosef Rav Dimi, the Komer Lo Lahosh Maisa. So Rav Dimi was sitting and he was learning over this sugya. Omer le Abaya le Rav Dimi. So Abaya said to Rav Dimi, the Chol Yisurin Shebetorah ain't Heter Mitzarif Leisur. all other Isurim, Heter's not Mitzvah Klaser, but Hasnan, Hamak Fishel Trum, Vahashum Vahashemin Shilchulin, you have a pot full of food, that's Truma. And the Tavlinim, the spices, are Chulin. The Nogat Tvul Yom, and a Tvul Yom only can passel Truma. But a Tvul Yom doesn't have any effect on Chulin. Doesn't make Chulin Tame at all. And Truma, it passels the Truma. Doesn't make them Tame, makes them passel. So a Tvul Yom touched part of it. So then, passel is Chulin. Even the Chulin is buckled to the dish of the, what's it called, of the, that's in, right, the tavlin, the spices are buckled to the main dish, and therefore, if you touch the truma, the whole thing becomes pasul. Hamak v'shel chulin, but the opposite. You have a dish of chulin, food of chulin, v'hashum v'hashemen shel truma, and the shum and the shemen are truma, the nogat tvuyom v'mitzasan, lo pasul elamoko magol v'vah. And a what's it called? Tvul Yom touched the shum or the shemen, which is truma. He only passes that, and the rest of the dish doesn't become possible. The havinin ba makom agol amaytzua habati lahu tavlin barov. Why should the place that you touched be possible? The place you touch is truma, but the truma should be bottled in the whole mixture. What? See. Right? B'omar Rabba Babrachana, Matam, Hoyle the Zor locally into Kazayas. Because if the Zor would eat a Kazayas of that, or what's it called, Truma, he'd be get Malkus. So how would he get Malkus if he ate a Kazayas, the Chorus bottle? So Mara says, Hey, Chidami, Lab Mishum the Hetter Mitzvah of Leser. If he'd eat a Kazayas means, Mashma, Rashi, the way Rashi learns, that the shum and the shemen are nicker. You could see them. And if he ate chatzi zayas of the shum and the shemen, and half a kazayas of the rest of the chulin, you get malchus. So you see that stami surin, yisurei truma, you get malchus for what's it called, for heter mitzvah of leisim. See Rashi. Lahosh ma'isad Rabbi Yochanan, hamakta, Tavshu kofi va'avshal truma kagong daisa. You have rice, or whatever, cereal, a porridge. Va'ashum va'ashemen and asunim bo v'tavlin hoyu shal chulin. So the porridge is what's called, the cereal is truma. And the spices are chulin. Pasul is kol ha'kedera. So if you touch the truma, the whole kedera becomes pasul. The mak the ikr, because the cereal is ikr. The tvul yom poslas a truma. And the other things are buckled to the truma. Mako mago am I posel, or bit bitle tavlin baruba. But if the opposite is the case, the tavlin is truma, and the main dish is chulin, then what's it called? You only posel the place you touched. The kosoka daiter dimua midrabon and hudas. And here we think that it's a case of dimua. Dimua means a chulin and truma are mixed together. If there's not 100 times chulin to mevatel the truma, that's called dimua. It's chulin and truma mixed together. And now Rashi says, we think that dimua is only drabanan. Once the truma gets mixed in with more, with rove of the, what's it called, chulin, it's bakel. Even rove. It's mashman from Rashi, that it's not nikr. That's bakel, mixed in. The Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Dimua Medioraisahu. And Rabba Bar Chana said, no, Dimua is taka deraisa. If you eat a kazayas of this mixture, you're going to get malchus. The Zar local of the kazayas, Mishum the Yeshom Trum, Shein Trumala. Right? Since the Truma is mixed in with the Chulin, it still has a Shein Truma. Okay? Rashi again, learning what's mixed in. And it's not bottle for some reason. But it's not chomer, as if it all would be truma. It's truma mixed in. Truma mixed in is not as chomer as where the main thing is truma. So if you touch, the truma doesn't pass everything else. Well, my time is zor locker, because I is mishum zorus. Holo ocho kazayas truma. Lachor, if a zor eats a kazayas of this mixture, he's not eating a kazayas of truma. He's eating a kazayas mixed of truma and kulin together. Here you see it's left out, half and half. Lab mishum de hetem etzar flesa. So you see from here that you're mitzaris, the heter and the iser together, to make it called an eating, and the mice you ate iser, and you get malchus. So that's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns that heter mitzaris iser is even where it's mixed in together. And therefore, normally we'd say it's bottled, but for some reason it's not bottled here, right? Minatora, right? Because you need maybe 100 times minatora to mevatel it. And the Nela, what's it called? You say Heter Mitzaref Leiser. Tosfos learns that it's talking where the Shum and the Shemen are separate. If they taka be mixed in completely, then there'll be no Shaila. It's Bottle. But it's talking where you could see each one, so there's no in your Bittle. Your Bittle is only where it's mixed in, and you can't see it. If you can see it, it can't be Bottle. So where it says Lo. My Kazayas, the Ike Kazayas, the Theachilus Pras. Right? Because what's it called? What's cases like this? Till now we thought that you had a half a kazayas of tavlin and a half a kazayas of chulin, and if you eat them together, you're chayiv. That's heter mitzaref leiser. Now the Gemara says no. It's talking where you had a kazayas of tavlin, and it got mixed up in the rest. And if you would eat a kedei achilas pras of this mixture, you would have a kazayas of the truma in there. Okay? In other words, that's a special halacha of kazayas techteachilus pras. Some things, two things are mixed together, and you eat from the whole mixture enough that the thing that's usher, you would eat a kazayas of it, right? If you would eat, in other words, let's say the mixture is, I don't know what the percentage would have to be, you could figure it out. But what it would be like this. You had chametz mixed in with the matzah. Okay. And there was a kazayas of chametz, and but it was mixed in with, let's say, 10 kazayasim of what's it called, of matzah. So it what's it called? So now you have in every kazayas of matzah a tenth of a kazayas of chametz. So kedeachilus pras is either 3 or 4 beitzim. Machlokas, whether it's 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim. The amount of time it takes to eat 3 beitzim, which is about 6 kazayasim, or 4 beitzim, which is 8 kazayasim. If you eat a kazayas in the amount of time that it would take to eat 6 beitzim or 8 beitzim, then you're chayiv on eating that kazayas. If you ate a kazayas in more time than that, from the beginning of the eating to the end, it took you more time than it would take to eat 4 kazayasim, or a 6 kazayasim, or 8 kazayasim, then you're not chayiv, because it's not mitzvah. The shear, you didn't eat a kazayas, you nibble. You ate a kazayas, has to be within one amount of time. The amount of time is the amount of time it takes to eat normally 8 kazayasim or 6 kazayasim. So now if you have a kazayas mixed in with 10 kazayasim, you're not going to eat a kazayas of that until you eat 10 Zayson. Won't be enough. That the amount of time it would take to eat enough to be able to eat a kazayas of this won't be mitzvah. But if it got mixed in with 8 Zayson, so then you could eat the whole mixture, right, and you'll have a kazayas that you ate of chametz, then you're chayiv. That's called kazayas b'chdei achilas pras. That the mixture is such that you have enough of the isser, that if you'll eat a kedei achilas pras of the what's it called, of the heter, of the whole mixture, you'll have a kazayas in there of iser. And that's then your chayiv. If you have more than that, more than a mixture of that, and you won't be able to eat enough within that time period to have a kazayas, then you're potter. But it's not because the heter is mitzaref to the iser. It's because you're eating kazayas of iser. The thing is that it's mixed in with other things, right? But you're going to get that kazayas, right, within the time that it would take you to eat Achilas Pras. Mara says, Kazayis Bechdeach Yivas Pras Deoraisa he? Is this halach of Kazayis Bechdeach Yivas Pras Din Deoraisa? Omer lay in. Okay, yeah. Okay, now let's see what it's Kedai. Let's see Rashi. Mashani, my loka the Kazayis to Komar, Kazayis Bechdeach Yivas Pras. Kazayis doesn't mean you've loka if you ate half a Kazayis of the truma and half a kazayis of the chulin. That tetramit star for Isser, that would not apply. But kazayis b'chdeach ilus pras, that's what we're talking about. You ate a kazayis of truma b'chdeach ilus pras. Shim ocho pras menu shir arba beitzim, Rashi learns, it's four beitzim, it's machlokas tanoi. Rashi paskins like the man d'yomer says four beitzim, the Rambam paskins like the man d'yomer says three beitzim. Yesh bo kazayis truma, within the shear of four beitzim, which is about eight kazayim, you have a kazayis of truma. So the ratio is 1 to 8. The kaimalon, the chosh yuri achilas iser, ben kazayis shel chela v'dom, ben kosevis, the yom ha-kipurim, mitstarfim achilas hashir, dechdei shehi azu. If you have to eat something, a mitzvah, an iser, eating on Yom Kippur, what's called eating? So you have to eat the kosevis hagasa. Okay, but within what time limit? If I eat a nibble now and a nibble later, and the whole day I eat a kosevis, the chara machayev, and I'm eating on Yom Kippur, I didn't eat. So there has to be some shear, what's called one eating. That's the shear. The shear is the amount of time it takes to eat an achilas pras. Mitztayt machilas hashir b'chdei shear zu. Shimachu kechardel chelet. If you ate a little bit of chelet, and then a little bit more, then a little bit more, until totally you ate a kazayis, are you chayiv or not? In a mitchilas ha'achila v'ad sofa, yosha mishiyas k'dei achilas pras. If from the beginning of the eating to the end, there's not a shear of achilas pras, the time limit, time didn't elapse, was not more than achilas pras, then you're high. What is kedei achilas pras? Kedei achilas pras b'achila beninis, mitztaris. V'havi k'mo sh'ochum v'asachas v'chayim. V'achinami, yesh kan truma kedei litztarif kezayis b'achilas pras v'menu. So again, Rashi learns here that the shear is from the beginning of the eating to the end of the eating. Okay, in other words, it's a svara to say that not like that. That if you began eating, let's say the shear is 9 minutes. That's one of the what's called the shear of achilas pras, 9 minutes. You started eating matzah now, and you finished eating it 9 minutes later. Right? Within, from the beginning of the eating to the end of the eating, couldn't be more than 9 minutes. If it was more than 9 minutes, then it's not mitzvah. Right? There's more to say, from the beginning of the eating, right? Because you're starting when you're chewing, not when you swallow. So until you start chewing, the last amount has to be 9 minutes. Not when you swallow the last amount. But Rashi seems to be from the beginning of the eating till the time that you swallow the last bit. Has to be no more than 9 minutes.
What are you getting
there
from Rashi? Just from
Sofa? It says, Mechila Sachila and Sofa Chila. Sofa doesn't mean the beginning of the end of the eating. He said, Sofa Chila. It may mitchilas achila v'ad sofa.
Yeah, it doesn't say sofa. Achila.
No, sofa. It's going back on achila. Right?
Why would it be a preface chewing?
Because the maisa, I didn't have more than 9 minutes in the whole eating process. Just like the eating process starts when I start to eat. Okay. Because zayis b'chdei achilas pras d'oraisa bit mia. Had the Amar Rabbanan Kazayis Mitzdar Kishir Shiyas Achilas Pras Mi Havi Doraisa Halacha Mosh Misinai Kishar Shirin. Is that part of Halacha Mosh Misinai? It's Doraisa the Ko Amar Sloken Shet Malkus Metaretsus Mishum Beachel Kazayis Nisir Barney Heter. And you're trying to tell me that that's the Chiddush over here, that you ate a Kazayis of Isir besides the Heter, not Heter Mitzdar for Isir. Mora says, yeah. So Mora says, that's the case. If you're telling me that what's it called, Kazayis Bechdei Achilas Pras, is a Din D'oraisa, Amai pligi rabbanon aleid Rabbi Lezer bekuta chabavli. Why did the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Lezer by kuta chabavli? Right? It's mashma that there was a kazayis bechtei achilas pras in this kuta chabavli. They put enough bread into the kuta that it's a kazayis bechtei achilas pras. So why did the rabbanon hold that you're not over a lav on kazayis? Only Rabbi Lezer holds that you are over a lav on kuta chabavli. Why don't the rabbanon hold too? Elamai mishum de hetem et starif le'isher, right? Because of hetem et starif le'isher. That's why they argue, because they don't hold of hetem et starif le'isher. Self, I might plead your rabbanon the later blesser, bikuta chabavli, right? It has a kazayis pechdeachilis pras. If you'd eat the whole kutach, you would have, it's less than a ratio of 1 to 8. There's more than 1/8 chametz in this mixture. So why, if you eat the whole thing, you'd be eating kazayis bechdeachilis pras. When it says no elahanech lekutach habavli less be kazayis bechdeachilis pras, right? It doesn't have a kazayis bechdeachilis pras. You're never going to eat kutach habavli with a kazayis bechdeachilis pras. Why not? Ibe einei dekasore tekorchole but ledaite tzakolotam. Nobody eats kutach, right? Like eating ketchup. You don't take a whole thing, eat it. You don't eat a kutach habavli just like this. So in a if you ate the whole kutach, you get a kazayis b'chnei achilas pras. But nobody eats it like that. Both ladaite, shelo kederach. The nishtar kashoter v'achilei rather akal less be kazayis. Now if you use it for a dip, there's not a kazayis. You never have a kazayis in what you dip. So you're not going to have a kazayis b'chnei achilas pras. You're not going to have a kazayis b'chlav. So Nela, they argue because the normal way of eating kutach is in a way that there's not going to be a kazayis of bread itself, and it had to mitzvahly, so they don't hold of. Nela, there's no love. Okay, Rashi. Amai pligi rabbanon aleid Rabbi Lezer bekutach. Nohi nomik lo darshi kol rabbi seruven. Even though the rabbanon don't darsh in the word kol to tell me that taruvas chametz is over belav. Ha'och mi a mis a kazayis b'chneichlis pras. L'mais you're eating a kazayis of chametz, and the ratio of chametz in the kutach is a ratio that fits kazayis b'chneichlis pras. The l'mais steer along high loka de rabba we should be hetem etzarif le'isur of the chad kazayis kamer galaki. Sof I might plead your rabbon alei yitzarif hetel le'isur v'chayim monavshah. Whatever you're going to say, right, that Rabbah holds that Hetem Mitzarif Le'isser, then why aren't you Chayiv as Kutach Habavli because of Hetem Mitzarif Le'isser? Either way, either Kazayis Pechdei Achilas Pras or Hetem Mitzarif Le'isser, Kutach Habavli, this is either one. Shmar says no. Ela Goras Hanach L'Kutach Habavli Delo Ochel Kazayis Menachomis Kishir Shir Zachilas Pras. Enachanami. It's not because of Hetem Mitzarif Le'isser. Rabban and Takahol Heter is not Mitzarev Le'isser, by Chometz. And the reason that you'd be Chayiv is only because Kazayis Pechdei Achilas Pras. And the Kutach Habavli doesn't fit that. The Ha Kutach Enu Osri Lech Ola L'Tadam. You don't eat the Kutach, you dip in it. The Im Israni V'Ochel Le Mamesh, and if somebody was a Meshuggah and he ate it, right, Mamesh, the Hashdi Kazayis Nimayer Litzari Kishir Achilas Pras V'Menu. And now, Taki, he will eat a kazayis bechdei achilas pras, but ladaito, v'lav achila hi lechiyuvala. It's shelo kederech. It's not an achila that you could be chayiv on, because you ate it in an abnormal way. So you wouldn't get malchus. V'im mishter koshoter, metabo besocho kedach, and if you use it as a dip, the normal way, like a kazayis menachor chometz bechdei shiyas achilas pras. You're never going to dip enough chometz in the amount of time of 9 minutes, and then possible. Kishachol kedei achilas pras u'mashem tiba b'socho lo achol min hakotach el ma'at o shnei zeisim u'arbo u'vahu porsa lekem min hachametz kazayis. Right, there is a kazayis within 8 zeisim, but the amount of time it's going to take to eat 4 zeisim is going to be the amount of time that normally takes to eat 8, 10 zeisim. And you're not going to have a kazayis of chametz in that amount of time. The sheikhar hamadi nami. Shekhar Amad is also Afogab the Shasi Lebeine. Even though you're drinking it, Mamish, you're not dipping. Why is Shekhar Amadi? According to Rabban and Achai. Miu Ein Lecha Shosa Beis the Gimel Kosis Shlo Yavsik the Yishe Bin Osai. You don't drink two or three cups without stopping a little bit in between. Hilkach Bechdei Shias Achilles Pras Lo Shasi Kezayis Min HaChomets Levad Min HaMayim Mushar Taruvas. In other words, the amount of chametz in that beer is a small amount. You'd have to drink, let's say, six cups to get a kazayas. Okay? Here Rashi says that the shear is a kazayas, not a rabias. And any whatever. But you'd have to drink six cups to drink a kazayas. The amount of time it's going to take you to drink six cups is more than 9 minutes. So you're not going to be able to drink enough of this within 9 minutes to get a kazayas altogether of chametz. The beer is made out of dates or figs. And there's only a small amount that they used to put in Mardai. They used to put barley in. What is a pras? Pras hu chatzi kikur, shishiru bo eruve tchumim, shumazin shtei sudos. Right? A pras is half of the kikur that you use for a Ruvei Tchumim, which has two sudas. So one suda is a chatzi, is a pras, is a chatzi kikur. Pras means a portion. It's a half. Pras of a kikur. The chetz of the bayis ha-menuga, l'tamei begodim, and yishnabo kedei achilaso, shenos natorah shir, shiyaso kedei suda. The chsiv, the ha'ocho of the bayis, yechabis is begodav, v'aloch l'mosh v'sinai, the chatzi kikur, shoshmon ha-beitzim, Husuda. So Rashi says, Allah says like this. Where do we learn this? The kicker that they were masakin for Eruvei Tchumim has two sudas. The Torah says that if you stay in a house that has a nega, the amount of time that it takes to eat a suda, right, of bread, then you're what's it called? Your tummy. If you don't stay that amount of time, you're not. Now, how much is the time that to eat? So that Chazal Mishayer, the amount of time it takes to eat half of the loaf of the what they were koveya for a Eruvei Tchumim, and that's 8 kazesim, and half of that is 4 kazesim, and therefore a chatzi kikar of shmona beitzim, so it's 4 beitzim. 4 beitzim is 8 kazesim. Shtei kederos. So now we're going to see if kedei achilas pras is the rice or not from these cases. Shtei kederos, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, lefneim shnei maduchos, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. You have two pots, and in front of them two barrels. And in the pots, one's chulin, one's truma. And the barrels, one's truma, one's chulin. We don't know which is which. The naflu elu tochelu, they all fell, the pots fell into the barrels. One pot into one barrel, one pot into one barrel. Mutarim, they're all mutar. One we consider truma, and one we consider chulin. Shani omer, truma latocha truma nafla, the chulin latocha chulin nafla. We say that the truma fell into the barrel of truma, and the chulin fell into the barrel of chulin. Okay, we knew what the pots were. The pots, we know which one was chulin, which was truma. We didn't know what the barrels were. So we say that the barrel of chulin, the pot of chulin fell into the chulin one, and the pot of truma fell into the truma one. This is mutter to a kohen, this is mutter to Yisrael. Mar says, the yomers kazayis, the chdeachi, the pras, the oraisa, amay amrin and shani omer. Truma the toch, right? Why do we say this Shani Omer is only for Biyadin Darabana? Really, Minat Torah, it's all bottle. And the Naila, what's it called? There's no Isser over here. And the Rabbana were makel to say, consider the Chulin, Chulin and the Truma, Truma. Because really, all of it's Chulin, because it's all bottle. Where it says, Hana, Omer Lei Hanach, the Truma's Tavlin Darabana. Since it's talking over here about Tavlin, right? They, what's it called, the meducha was truma of, what's it called, meducha is a barrel where you chop spices. It's talking about truma spices is only drabonim. Truma and spices is only drabonim. Because the maisa, it's not something that's eaten by itself. So the rabbanim were machayidi to take trumas and maisas off of spices. But really, minat maker adin, you don't have to take off. So since only adin the rabbanim, not because kazayis pechdeachi was processed the rabbanim. If it would be an isser deraisa, taki wouldn't say shani omer. But since the whole isser of truma is only the rabbanim, because with spices, the mele of the rabbanim were maker. Rashi. These are barrels or a mortar, a pestle. Which one is which? Which is the mortar and the pestle? The pestle is the thing that you knock it with? The mortar is the thing you put inside? Is the clay? Okay. So it's a mortar. Shatavli, Nidoch, and the Sochan, Papal, and the Zambli. Elu the toch elu, mi maduchos the toch akderos. Ah, it's the opposite. The kdera, the maducha is of the mortar. And the what was in the mortar fell into the kli, into the kdera, into the pot. Mutar and kdera is chul and lazar. So the pot that had chulin is stormotu. Because we say that the tavlin of chulin fell into that. Heich yamrin shani omer, the talin and lakul of oven misa. How could we be told that misafik that the chulin taka fell into the chulin and there's no truma mixed into the chulin? The duma truma to chulin offal the chiochala ika kazayis truma bachilus pras. And it's talking over here when there was enough truma in the, you don't make little bits of what's it called of spices. If you're going to grind spices, you make a lot at a time. So from the stabber there's a kazayis the chiochilus pras from the maducha to the pot. El Shmami Nor, Inami Vade Nofel, Lomachai Mishum Kazayas Kadeach Rispras, Elamat Rabbanan. Elamai, what should we conclude? That even if we know for sure the Truma fell into the Chulin, it wouldn't be an Issa Doraisa. If you ate the whole thing, because Kazayas Kadeach Rispras is only Rabbanan. Chima Sapkavan Tolin Lakula. Therefore, we say the Chulin fell into the Chulin. Because first comes the worst. Even if the Truma fell in, it won't be an Issa Doraisa. Meseches Nazir Garsinim Ve'elamai Hekem Esarv Leser Heich Yomer Shani Omer Elahanech V'tshuma Tavim With Rabbanim Dereish Yistigon V'chotiroshcha V'yitzarech L'ksi. Right? The only things that are in our Torah is Dog and Tiras and Yitzar, not Tavlinim. Tavlinim are from other things. They're not Dog and they're not Tiros and not Yitzar. Right? They're not olive oil, wine, or what's it called, or one of the five grains. Those are the only things where truma is deraisa. But a truma, what's it called, from tavlin is only the rabbanim. What? No, it's just to make it more chomer, right? Not only is an islam an issa deraisa, maybe machmas and oven misa. What? Yeah, I'm saying this is a kol shekein. Because why in the world would be maker by an oven misa? What's it called? If you find reason to be maker by Surah Daraisa, here it's an oven misa. Okay. Eishle, another kash. Shtei kupos. Acha shel chulin, v'acha shel truma. You have two barrels. One of chulin, one of truma. U'lefneim dei si'in. Acha shel chulin, v'acha shel truma. In front of them you have two big si'in. One of truma, one of chulin. Same kind of case. What's it called? The nafru elu toch elu mutarim. Shani omr chul na toch chul na naflu, truma la toch truma naflu. The I omr skazayis bechdei achilis pas yoraisa, amai amrin shani omr. L'chor be the same kind of case. Except here, l'chor we're not talking about truma from something that's only the Rabbanan. We're talking about truma from grain, regular truma. Right? Dog and tira shenitza. So that's truma de yoraisa. So why do we say that probably the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma into the truma and it's all mutter, this to a kohen, this to a zar? Why don't we say misafik, maybe the chulin fell into the, maybe the truma fell into the chulin and it's also to a zar to eat? Right here you can't tell me it's truma's tavlin, here it's mashma regular truma. It says, on the lay hanach with truma, bizman hazeh the rabbanan. This is talking bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh all truma is the rabbanan. Because Eretz Yisrael, even though it's what's it called, the kedusha never left, but you need rov yoshveh there for truma to be deraisa. You need most Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, in the place where they're supposed to be living, for truma to be deraisa. So the male of truma bizman hazeh is only the rabbanan. Since it's only truma, the zman hazeh, the rabbanan, ain't a chinami. If it would be when truma is deraisa, this halacha wouldn't apply. It's just halacha lemaisa, the zman hazeh. Rashi, kupos gedolos of a tochen dagan. In kupos, usually put wheat or grain. Gadi truma deraisa. Versus ain't a chinami. It's truma deraisa in its type, but the zman hazeh, all truma is only the rabbanan.